Thailand is in shock and mourning after at least 37 people, including 23 children, were gunned down in an attack. A former police officer facing a drugs charge went on a rampage at a daycare centre before killing his wife, child and then himself. Tony Cheng is at the scene of the attack and spoke to Thailand's health minister for an update on the survivors.
Yes, we spoke to him earlier this morning. And he said that is one very slim sliver of hope in what has been an appalling 24 hours. There were four people who survived. And he said when they arrived in hospital yesterday, they were in very bad shape. But he said thanks to the expert medical attention that they've had since, they've been able to save them.
Leaders of 44 European nations have met in Prague to discuss the fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. They've warned action on soaring energy costs is needed before winter sets in. Ukrainian authorities say at least four people have been killed in Russian strikes on residential buildings in the southern city of Zaporizhia. The injured include a three-year-old child. US President Joe Biden is pardoning thousands of Americans found guilty of marijuana possession under federal laws. He's urging governors to issue pardons to those convicted in state courts. Shehab Brittanzi has more from Washington, D.C.
It pardons those who have a charge of simple possession of marijuana at the federal level. But actually, it turns out now, we're all learning, that very few people actually are charged with simple possession at a federal level. In fact, no one will be released from jail as a result of this. The White House says no one isn't currently in jail for a simple charge of federal possession of marijuana. It's usually a combination of charges that leads to incarceration at the federal level. In fact, the White House says they expect at least 6,500 people to be affected by this.
The European Union is sending a civilian mission to Armenia to help define its contested border with Azerbaijan. It comes after more than 150 soldiers were killed in fighting last month. It's worst violence since the two neighbours went to war in 2020.